I'm Samara, and today we are going to look into faith in uncertainty with you, but before we begin, just let us open in prayer. God, I want to thank you for today and all that you've shown us that you've been doing throughout the church today and that we can celebrate it together. Please help us now to open our hearts to what it is that you want us to hear, and if it isn't what you want us to say, let it fall to the floor, God. Help us, all of us interns, to speak now and lead us into this time. In your name, amen. As we know, life is complicated and filled with many paths and filled with uncertainty. We never really know what will happen tomorrow and what it brings. Our future plans can change and shift, and we could end up somewhere completely different to what we thought or planned. Family and friends shift and change. So much of this life is filled with uncertainty and unknowns. It is so important throughout all forms of uncertainty that we keep faith in God and his will and love for us. God is always with us. If we keep close to him, he will keep close to us. Keeping our faith in God helps us through uncertainty, but how is it that we can do that? And how can we do that if keeping that faith could lead to hurt or more? Throughout the Bible, we can read so many stories of people keeping their faith in uncertainty, no matter the consequences of that faith. People like Paul and Stephen, who kept their faith even when it led to their deaths or imprisonment. Today, however, we are looking at Daniel and his story of faith and uncertainty. In Daniel's time, Israel, due to their disobedience to God, has been taken from their homeland into the land of Babylon and is now under their rule. During this time, Daniel and his friends had to face many times of uncertainty in choosing God over those around them, which could have or did put their lives on the line for their faith. Daniel, no matter what was thrown at him, chose to keep his faith strong and firm in God and his word, leading to so many things that glorified God for him and for others. The story that we are going to look at today is about Daniel and the lion's den. And we're going to start by reading Daniel 6, verses 6 to 10. So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, "May King Darius live forever." The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, your majesty, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered in accordance with the law of Medes and the Persians, which cannot be repealed. So King Darius put the decree in writing. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before. Now, we're just going to skip a little bit over to verse 16, where Daniel was caught by the advisors and brought before the king. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve, continually rescue you." A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the lion of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouth of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in God. Daniel, despite knowing that the king had issued a clear law in consequence of breaking that law, chose to follow God anyway. He knew that if caught, it would mean his death. Instead of hiding in fear, Daniel never ceased praying and thanking God, and never changed in his love and in his relationship with him. And because Daniel kept his faith, God in return remained and rewarded this and saved him from his death. Nikki will now tell you more.
Hi, I'm Nikki. I'm going to keep going into Daniel and what it means. And then I'll share a couple of stories of faith in uncertainty. Chapter 6 shows us that Daniel lived a life of faith. Verse 10 says, when Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. A law had just been made that whoever prayed to anyone other than the king would be thrown into the lion's den. But Daniel remains faithful to God and carries on praying and giving thanks to him, just as he did before. Daniel remains faithful even when he does get thrown in with the lions. And the result of his faith is that the lions don't touch him, and eventually he is able to leave without having been harmed at all. On the other hand, the king who does not have faith in God spends a very sleepless night worrying about Daniel. And the second there is enough light for him to get to the lion's den, he goes to see if Daniel survived. The result of Daniel's faith, besides saving him from the lions, is in verse 25 to 27, which says, then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell on all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. Even though the king does not have faith, when he sees Daniel's faith, he tells everyone about how powerful God is and what he has done for Daniel, and decrees that everyone must tremble and fear before him. Daniel's faith in God saves him from the lions and causes Darius to tell everybody far and wide that his God is the living God who delivers and rescues. While not all of us will end up in a lion's den, there are many stories of faith from our own lives, and we can be encouraged by sharing with each other the ways that God has been working. There are many stories that I've heard from other people that I've been encouraged by, and one that I'd like to share with you is one of my grandma's stories. Years ago, she and my granddad took their kids for a trip to the Queensland coast. This was way back in the days when you didn't have credit cards, and the only money you had was whatever cash you took with you. They ended up needing to spend more money than they'd budgeted for, and they didn't have enough of the fuel they needed to get back to where they lived on the Central Coast. So my grandma prayed and asked God to give them the money they needed. The response she got was that she would find the money on the ground, and that day she was going to Brisbane with a friend. She looked for the money all day but didn't find it. So when she got back to her family, she asked my granddad if he'd happened to find any money on the ground. As it turned out, yes, he had. It was in a plastic bag that had brushed against his leg while he was watching his kids play in the surf. The beach had been empty that day except for them, so the lifeguard told them to keep it, and it was enough to get them home. Running out of money is a situation that I'm sure many of us have faced or will face at some point, and it can lead to some uncertain times. But God will always provide what we need if we ask him for it. My grandma showed her faith in the uncertainty of whether or not they would have the money to get home after that holiday, and because she had faith, God provided. Another story of faith and uncertainty that I'd like to share is one that is maybe a bit less relatable than that day at the beach, but it has been one that's encouraged me. It's a story of George Muller, who you may have heard of. He started an orphanage in Bristol in the 19th century and served the orphans there for many years. One morning, the tables were all set ready for breakfast and the orphans sat down, but the only thing missing was the food. This was a very uncertain situation because there was no food anywhere in the house. But George was undeterred, said grace, thanked God for the food, and waited patiently. A minute later, there was a knock at the door, and a baker was standing there with enough bread to feed the orphans. He didn't know they had no food, but he hadn't been able to sleep that night because he had the strong feeling that he needed to get up and make bread for them. After he had gone, there was another knock at the door, and this time it was the milkman with a broken cart. He had broken down right outside the orphanage door, and he couldn't fix the cart unless he took the milk bottles off, and he gave it all to the orphans. He didn't know about their food situation either, but because George Muller had faith in the uncertainty of no food, God provided. I'm going to make Claudia up now, share a bit of her story.
Hi, I'm Claudia, and I'm sharing my testimony of how God sat with me during this during my cave experience this year. I was delighted when I knew that I was going to be studying the internship course. I'd spent 3 years seeking God's advice on whether to enroll. I looked forward to meeting regularly with people in whom I could share my faith journey and vice versa. I was also looking forward to what God was going to show me, teach me, and how he was going to grow me. I anticipated that all of this was going to occur within the confines of a nice, safe, and loving environment, surrounded by people whom I was keen to get to know. I used to watch daytime TV dramas, and I saw that whenever a character said something like, "I'll always love you and nothing can tear us apart," that this sentence sealed the couple's fate, doomed to be torn apart for at least a couple of seasons. Suffice to say, this year has not gone the way I planned it. But I'm still smiling. Struggles I never saw coming. Problems financially, and suddenly finding myself being a full-time carer with no immediate family to support me, nor an aged care service provider at hand, I needed to make quick decisions and changes in my life. With my new role as a full-time carer and home care services not being as reliable as they could be in a city region, I needed to stay home full-time, which meant that I had to give up meeting face-to-face regularly on Sundays at church, not being able to attend church functions, unable to personally attend Monday intern classes, and even having limited time with my daughter and grandchildren. My current default mechanism is to go straight into a self-management mode. So naturally, I put Abba on my to-do list. I experienced mental and emotional turmoil as I tried to navigate through the sudden changes in my circumstances. I also felt genuine anger at God. Why, God? What are you doing? Did I get it wrong about you saying yes? Any clarity I tried to bring into my thoughts soon turned to confusion, which spiraled into a very public mental breakdown. Reading the book of Daniel, I learnt that he was a faithful, prayer-filled servant of God. I imagined him in his cave experience on his knees all night, beseeching God's intervention in between praising him for all the wonderful things God had done in his life. Daniel was in a physical cave, but my experience occurred in the dark recesses of my mind, in those hidden places where the battle for my soul was being fought between two fierce lions, one which wants to devour me, forever take me from my God, and the other, my Jesus, who stands firm in front of me, unmovable, bearing his all for my all. Our Jesus, our Saviour, our eternal King. We are not alone. God doesn't leave us. Daniel wasn't alone in the lion's den either. God was with him. People were praying for him, and even the Babylonian king withdrew from his usual night activities to concentrate on Daniel's predicament. Therefore, when you are troubled and may even withdraw into your cave, remember that there are people within our church family who care for us. And on top of this, we have a great, big, very capable God who will never leave us nor forsake us. Praise our Heavenly Father for his love, strength and wisdom and forbearance. Praise him that he alone delivers us from all evil by protecting us in our bleak moments of despair. And unlike the daytime drama characters, God accepts our setbacks, personality flaws and daily dramas. Our Heavenly Father keeps all of his promises. And when he said to me, "Trust me, Claudia, I love you, nothing can tear us apart," I tentatively began to believe him. The fear dispelled as I sat with our Lord, allowing him to show me how I can trust him to take control of every situation that was popping up. The enemy can try to convince us that God doesn't care for us and that we are all alone in what we're going through, but God shone his truth as a lamp into the lies which were trying to devour me. God hears us and he keeps his promise to never leave us alone or forget that we even exist. And remember too that in our worst moments, we need to praise him for always being with us, praise him for the wonderful work he does in our life when we let him in, praise him that he is the same yesterday, today and forever, and praise him that he turns our mourning into gladness. Jasper's now going to bring the sermon home.
Hello everybody, I am Jasper, the last intern of our group. So we've heard some fantastic information from Samara, Nikki and lastly Claudia. Samara introduced Daniel and his great faith. Nikki shared some personal family stories of faith in action. And Claudia spoke about how hard it was to have faith in uncertainty when life hits us hard. And having faith in uncertainty is hard. It's not easy. It takes courage to do it. It takes courage to have faith in something unseen, something we hope to come, but ultimately we don't have any control over. Courage doesn't just mean be brave, push onwards. No, it means recognizing that it's hard, that it's scary sometimes. It means choosing the path anyway and persevering. Daniel was given a death sentence. One does not simply go into a den of underfed, hungry lions and take a cat nap. This was no easy fate to face, one that not only required faith in God, but the courage to choose that faith. When Daniel heard the king's decree, he went to his upper room and continued praying three times with an open window like nothing changed. Now, that was me. I guarantee you, I would not do the same thing. I would not be calmly walking up to my upper room. I would be shutting every door, closing every blind, turning off every light, and then finding a dark corner, praying for like 15 seconds and just pretended I was going to the bathroom. Daniel showed great faith and chose the right path, even though it spelled certain doom for him. Now, it's all well and good for us as interns to stand up and tell you, it will be okay. Just trust God and everything will be fine. I mean, yeah, there's some biblical basis for that fact, but I don't know about you guys. I'm a fallible human. I'll walk out of this church and the worries of my life will hit me again. And that's okay, because as it says in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. Regardless, or if you are full of faith like Daniel, or hiding in the dark corner and hoping you aren't found, God remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. For God to not be faithful would be like the sun rising in the west, or it would be like Pastor Ben giving a bad sermon. These are impossibilities. But as I hear you say, well, God is God, and that's fantastic. But what can I do about that? What can I, the person sitting in this chair, can do? And that's a great question. I'm glad you took the time to ask. The simple answer is going to God, really. We go to God in our church as a community, or in prayer, or in worship, or in reading the scriptures. The astute among you will notice that we've done all of those things today. But our God is a big God. He's not limited to just talking to his children on Sunday mornings. When you drive to work, you can choose to listen to worship music. When you wake up, you can do a morning devotion or read the Bible to start your day with God. You can take the 2 minutes you're on the loo to pray. I mean, God loves all of you all the time. You can go to him doing whatever, whenever. James 4 verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. All of this helps us have a deeper relationship with God. Doing these things reminds us that God is near us, that he hears us, and most importantly, he sees us as we are and where we are. So take heart, have courage through the trying times of life, because our God is a great big God, and it doesn't take long to draw near to him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the simplicity of the gospel that we can talk to you whenever. I ask that as we go into our week, you would help us remember that you are close by and that we can go to you anytime. Thank you for showing us the lives of others in the Bible who demonstrated courage in trying times like Daniel. Thank you for showing us that courage can simply be following you to the best of our abilities. Amen.